So, Christian Nairn, welcome to Collectomania in Birmingham.
Thank you very much.
What's it like to be in Birmingham? Have you been here before?
I have, actually. One of the first conventions I ever did was in the NEC in Birmingham, maybe 6 years ago. It's nice to be back. It's definitely got better, that's for sure. A lot of people here. Everyone's been really nice so far.
I assume you've been to a few conventions in your time.
In my time, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, in my long time, yes.
Would you say that conventions in the UK are different to any of the others that you've been to?
Yes. It's not just the UK, it's in every country. Every conventions are slightly different vibes in different countries. UK is more... how can I say this? I still think... obviously, being a geek is more mainstream than it used to be.
Yes.
I still think it's a little bit more subculture in the UK, whereas in places like the USA, and it's been fully accepted into culture. Everyone goes to Comic-Con now in the US, but I still think it's more a little bit more marginalised here. But I think that's a good thing. I think it still feels like a family here.
Absolutely. Just quickly moving on to Game of Thrones. How did that come about? Did you seek to get that role? Is it something that you knew about beforehand?
It was just literally a random audition. I did led on from another audition I did in the past. And I didn't expect it. I didn't know anything about Game of Thrones. I hadn't read the books or anything. And it was a real shock. I didn't know how big it was going to be. But it really changed my life.
And did you know you were going for the role of Hodor? Did you know that at the time?
No.
So, you've got the role.
Yeah.
You see the script for the first time.
Well, I was told that in advance. I was told that.
So what did you think when you first found out that you were only saying one word?
What the hell is this? I very quickly learned to love the character. At the start it was a bit like, not miffed, but it was kind of, really? That's really all I'm ever going to say. By season two, I really had got it. And
at that time, did anyone sort of let you know that there was this huge reveal of why that you were just told just to deliver that line and everything else with it?
No.
So what was your reaction when you found out that actually it culminated in this huge, huge turning point?
Well, do you know what? I always had a feeling, though. I had a feeling that there was going to be some sort of reveal. There's no way that word was, used all the time. Everyone wondered why.
How's your team doing?
There had to be some sort of big reveal. I always knew that was going to come. But I don't think it could have been any better. I was so happy with it. I really liked
so
the reveal.
So good.
Obviously, in my opinion, that was the best scene of the last season.
Well, thank you very much.
I really enjoyed that season. And when that happened, it was quite sad really to see you go
sad.
Because you were such a touching character that
thank you.
To say that you could only say one word throughout the whole thing.
I have a long standing argument with a friend that Vin Diesel managed to do so much with Groot with three words,
yeah.
And you did all that with one word, therefore you are three times better than Vin Diesel.
Well, I would fucking wholeheartedly agree with that.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a bit of a cue, so we'll clear that up. Well, thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.